Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Radio Show, where ASI's most sassy, snarky, and spunky editors talk about the ad specialties industry.
Sexy.
And hot topics of the day.
I'm sassy.
Yes, you are, Joe.
I want to be sassy.
I'm Michelle Bell, smart. Filling in for Melinda Lykos, who's away this week, here live in our swanky Truvo-based studio. With me is the ever-effervescent Kathy Houston.
Thank you.
And the editor of Advantages. Nicole Rollander, the enigmatic editor of Wearables and Stitches. Happy birthday, Nicole.
Happy birthday.
Joe Haley, our managing editor and the star of The Joe Show and our token boy toy today.
Keep your hands off.
And our special guest, Suzanne Curry, ASI's Senior Vice President of Marketing and our reigning bon vivant here at ASI.
What a career move, huh? I want to give a shout out to everyone in the marketing department.
Yo, marketing!
Woohoo! Just for you, Jakey. Okay, as always, give us a call if you'd like to chime in. Our phone lines are open at 215-953-4979. Also, you'll want to listen very closely for today's secret word and type it in on the form on our website, asicentral.com/radio. When you hear it, the winner of today's contest will receive a mortgage payment for 1 month. So stay tuned.
I'd like to win that.
Yeah. Pretty cool. So on tap this morning, we have the industry's third quarter sales as compiled by Counselor, sales forecast for the holiday season, Ad Age names its marketers of the year, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks talks smack about swag, signs you may be suffering from occupational burnout, and the secret word of the day. And right now we have the industry news in 60 seconds with Joe Haley.
ASI is releasing its third quarter industry revenue report today, and the news mirrors expectations in the economy overall. Ad specialty industry revenues were down 1.56% from the same period last year. In comparison, the industry's revenues grew 3.7% in the second quarter this year and 3.4% in the first quarter. The third quarter revenue also shows that distributors are reporting a less than optimistic outlook for the fourth quarter this year and into 2009. Sporting goods giant Adidas has announced its intentions to acquire consumer and promotional apparel supplier Ashworth. Adidas will pay $1.90 per share for Ashworth stock. The deal is worth $26.5 million and includes Adidas assuming $46.3 million of Ashworth's debt. Tim Cronin, vice president of Ashworth's corporate division, talked to Counselor about the deal and said, "It provides us an opportunity for growth and gives us a partner that has deeper pockets than a small company like us." Both sides expect the deal to close before the end of this year. In other acquisition news, Motivators, Inc., one of Counselor's best places to work, announced that it has purchased privately held distributor R&R Productions. R&R's founder, Rhonda Bloom, will now join Motivators in its managed accounts division. Check out Promogram later today for more information on these two acquisitions, as well as all of the other industry news.
Well, what's on the Joe Show today, Joe?
Well, I think we're going to have some kitchen products today, Michelle.
Really?
Absolutely.
Chef JoJo.
Let's cook it up.
Do you cook, Joe?
Absolutely. I do 85% of the cooking in my house.
Do you?
Absolutely.
He is quite the boy toy.
That's right.
Renaissance man.
So, Joe, let's talk about the industry sales figures that you just read. How is that going to kind of bump up against the holiday sales figures?
Well, industry sales are flat, and distributors aren't looking for a good fourth quarter, they're saying. And the studies out there in the retail sector say that sales are supposed to be down. It could be a 17-year low. So I think that they're mirroring. But there are retailers that are doing some things to try and get better in retail holiday sales. For example, Starbucks has created a few ways to reward customers during the holidays by rewarding frequency and lowering the prices on some of its gifts. And they're offering the Starbucks Gold Card, which assures its best customers 10% off most items. Now, Costco is also selling these cards, and for $80, you get $100 worth of the Starbucks gift cards. And retailers like Walmart, well, they're cutting prices on a lot of toys to try and get people to come into their store to do their holiday shopping.
Interesting. They always say sales are going to be down, though. And it always seems, you know, the stores are packed. Mm-hmm. And
that's because of me.
Well, I was at Sam's Club in Costco up in Boston over the weekend, and they were packed. I was very surprised.
Yeah, you know, it's always, you know, the sky's falling. You know, everyone's panicked, you know, and nervous. And the recent economy and the bailout isn't helping anything, so.
Well, now we're going to go to our sponsor today, I Promote You.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteu.com.
Well, welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Radio Show. Give us a call at 215-953-4979 to share your thoughts with us or to merely empathize with poor Joe Haley, surrounded with four loony women, all alone today.
Help.
Sounds really convincing.
So Suzanne, as our marketing diva, Ad Age just announced the Marketer of the Year, who is Barack Obama.
Woo-hoo.
Beating out Apple, who's a mainstay on the list every year, mm-hmm. Zappos.com, and Nike.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
Well, it's not surprising to me. In January 08, I went on Obama's site for the first time. I donated no money. I made no comments. I just visited the site. I probably hear from them 3 to 4 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they have been brilliant in their grassroots, and I think there are two ways that they've really promoted his brand. It's been consistent. I think every week, anyone who has touched his site is touched by him for a donation from $1 to $5. I think they've used then that revenue they've brought in by people who have never before been involved in the campaign or mm-hmm. election process and built a constituency that's very smart and very, their machine is very well oiled. And what I heard this morning on the Morning Joe show, the word is that McCain has very little of a grassroots or feet on the street campaign as opposed to Obama. And I notice in my own hometown that every weekend Obama has a stand set up where they're giving out promotional products, everything from a T-shirt you can buy to buttons to, and they're asking for a donation for every single thing. And it's very organized, and they have a script they work from, because I talked to them in my hometown because I was curious. But I probably get 2 emails before I wake up in the morning from them, from different people, and they're chatty, and they're very, you know, so I think he's well-deserving mm-hmm. of it, because I think that the campaign has been very well-managed and very well-executed in terms of putting his brand out, when you consider how little known he was, really,
sure.
before the campaign.
It's so also, to a good degree, his ability to engage voters through social media,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's even has ads on video games now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
really?
I think he's used
mm-hmm.
the electronic
yeah, like
media brilliantly. You know, he's been able to go across many age groups
mm-hmm.
and
right.
Win them over, as you said, from mm-hmm. everything from a Twitter to a, you know, a
video. And you know you're doing
game.
Something right when all these Republicans are backing you now. You know? I mean, seriously.
Cool
well, they've muzzled Biden as of yesterday. They brought him home and gave him the duct tape because I guess he had a little bit of a gap.
That sound you all hear is Joe's head exploding,
yeah.
by the way. Well, clearly he's got to be doing something right if he beat Apple, which I think are the most brilliant marketers ever. Their commercials are just fabulous.
Right.
So somebody who's not so much a big fan of logoed products like the Obama campaign is the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, flamboyant Mark Cuban.
Who cares?
Maverick.
Yeah. Who told Inc. magazine that buying swag is a sure sign of failure for any startup company. What do we think of that?
Yeah, he said, what if you send me a logo shirt, I know you're in trouble. You know,
yeah.
and yet you never see him at a
that
Maverick
doesn't make
game
any
without
sense.
His
well,
hat
I
don't, on.
He's not talking about the stuff that he buys for the games, right, Nicole?
No, I mean, with your company logo on it. But, you know, to put it in context, this was an entry on his blog, blogmaverick.com. So for mm-hmm. those of you who are playing political drinking games now, Maverick.
glug.
But another blogger had compiled a list of 18 ways a startup can save money. So he responded with his own. And most of his were pretty normal. Like, if you have an exit strategy, it's not an obsession. Hire people you think will love working there. But he also said, you know, don't get a cappuccino machine. So I think he's sort of looking at the swag ideas. Don't spend a mm-hmm. lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But I completely disagree. I bring tons of stuff home for my husband. He wears a Sprint shirt all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He wears tons of logoed stuff. So I don't agree with this at
yeah,
all.
So
I think it is a good investment.
And who's your husband work for, Kath?
Cavalier.
But that's hardly a startup company.
I mean, he wears all kinds
stuff
of logoed stuff, no matter what it is.
Okay.
But I think Mark Cuban's point was specifically for a startup company.
Startup companies,
yeah.
That, you know. But I disagree with it because I think that it's the most affordable form of advertising for startup companies who can't afford newspaper,
mm-hmm.
radio, TV.
Yeah, true,
so this
right.
is more affordable. Maybe they just need to spend their money more wisely on promotional products, things that work. Just don't give out, you know, put it on a pen.
Like
throw out pens
for
everywhere.
The pizza shop. You
oh,
know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But
right.
I mean, it should make sense. So for him to, you know, totally diss all promotional products, shame on you.
And plus, he stunk on Dancing with the Stars.
I was say, didn't he like have all the grace of a wounded wildebeest?
Yes, he did. Sake? So who cares what he says?
His blog's pretty good, though.
Obama's been able to take that and turn it on its heel because he's used promotional products very effectively.
Right, right.
And not spent a lot of money, really. I mean, on the entry price, if you want to get a button, you can get a button for a quarter.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're going to pause for the secret word of the day. When I say it, you can enter it into the ASI Radio website, which is asicentral.com /radio. And the word of the day is... Apollo.
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 Yes.
I don't get it.
Like the god.
I know, but how does that connect to mortgages?
The famous dance house up in Harlem.
It doesn't.
How did rutabaga compare to anything?
I don't know.
It's a vegetable.
This is really
rare.
Yeah. The word of the day, the secret word is Apollo.
And here you are, our own
Apollo. Apollo Creed.
Apollo space.
I see myself more as a Zeus.
yes. So listen next week when we announce the winner live on ASI Radio, and the winner will get 1 month of their mortgage paid.
Now, not only will we announce them live on the air, we will be calling them live on
the air.
Very
true.
So next week, you got to stay tuned and stay by those phones and get ready to answer it by saying WASI Radio plays the hits.
Do you have to be there to answer the phone?
Yes.
In order
love
to win.
That, Suzanne. Good.
Yeah,
excellent.
You have to.
Good.
Okay, so here's a topic near and dear to my heart, as I'm sure it is to quite a few of you out there. Google has unveiled a feature called Mail Goggles, designed to stop you from emailing under the influence.
So of what?
Anything.
Glug, glug, Kath. You know of what. You of all people know of what. It will only let you send emails between the hours of 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. after you've completed 5 math problems that get increasingly difficult.
What if you're really bad at math, though?
Well, that's
my
problem.
I'm really bad at math.
Yeah,
I can't.
Me too.
I couldn't send an email then.
But I think it's fabulous because, you know, I am the person who infamously, when Ron Ball and I were in Amsterdam a few years ago at 3 a.m. in the morning after we immersed ourselves in the local customs, sent Tim Andrews an email.
Prostitution.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Was that included?
Saying that Ron and I were never coming home and that we were going to open the branch of ASI Amsterdam. And he, as only Tim Andrews can, responded back succinctly, "Oh, good Lord."
Or he's,
still here.
Or he's thinking, what a relief. We're staying in Amsterdam.
Get rid of the two of them. Get the hell out of here. So I would like something like that.
Well, I think it makes sense. I mean, how many people send, you know, these heart-pouring emails to their ex-lovers and, my
Michelle.
God, I miss you so much.
Oh, yes. Joe's looking
well,
at me.
Actually, yeah. Michelle did do that once. She, you know, she poured her heart out to this guy. And,
oh, my God,
you know,
it was like 8 years ago, and he's an ass, in retrospect.
Why don't you just go over and stalk him?
I don't have that much energy,
Suzanne. That wasn't working. Obviously, it wasn't working.
Like that drive-by thing just didn't happen. Right?
But you know what? Something for businesses would be good, too, because how many times do, you know, companies out there, when they're going back and forth with a client, might fire off something that, you know, if they calmed down and sat there for a minute or two,
you're right.
They might not send that email out.
Which I think is why the save draft thing was initiated. You
but how many? I mean, the button is so close to hit
send.
Who
here has ever purposely put something in the save draft?
Oh,
I've done it. I've done it
accidentally.
I do it accidentally. I'm like, what's in here? How did this guy?
I do it all the time.
After 7:30, I'm saving everything.
I do.
Think about it, really.
You get a little loopy after 7:30?
Not on a regular basis.
Again, that's beer, Steve.
Plug.
So next, Joe is going to talk to us about pharma companies and their social networking sites.
Well, what's happening with pharma companies, as we know, the big industry association for them, pharma, has asked for a voluntary regulation for pharmaceutical companies to stop giving out any type of promotional products that aren't educational in nature. Well, one of the ways that a lot of companies are starting to reach their consumers is through their websites, bulletin boards, chat rooms,
and tied to medical knowledge, so that you think you're getting some information on a product, but subtly you're being influenced.
Yes.
Yes. I know.
So on these websites, a lot of pharmaceutical companies don't have these features, and they're saying that they're operating on the Web 1.0 design, and Their brand managers want them to move to Web 2.0 design and start to offer the chat rooms. The fear is that consumers are going to call in or log in and complain about side effects from the drugs that they're taking. And what's happening is Bill Drummy, he's a CEO at Heartbeat Digital in New York, says, we've talked about this with our clients for literally 5 years. In every case, they've been shot down by regulatory and legal folks. So I think the story is here is you have to be cautious when you're setting up your websites and you know what the consumers or people who are logging on are actually saying on your sites. It could open you up to something that's not too
so
good.
You have to police them.
Police them, yeah. But I think pharmaceutical companies are really at a disadvantage here. You know, one, because of the regulatory, like their own legal mm-hmm. folks, and the chance that someone's going to start to, you know, say negative things about their product out there, which really needs to, according to this article, go to the
FDA
first.
That's like
any
company, though, you know?
Well, we're not as skittish as the pharmaceutical reps, I guess.
Well, they're under
they
fire
need to
right
take
now.
Their meds.
They absolutely are under fire there, and you know, yeah. It's hard for them to reach their consumers anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a caller on line 3, Michael Cherko, who'd like to talk to us about the promotional products in the tough economy. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how are you today?
Hi,
good,
Michael.
Thank you.
Good. Appreciate your good efforts in communicating on the radio, streaming radio, and best luck to you for the future.
Thank you.
Michael,
you
only think they're efforts? You know, we're producing results, eh?
I think they go hand in hand.
Yes, indeed.
Everybody does their job.
Yep, thank you.
Well, I wanted to pick up on a very important thought noted just a few minutes ago, and it was revolved around the concept of important products that people can select for promos, mm-hmm. Incentives, thank yous, gifts, and so on and so forth. I think that's critical. Whenever you look at an economy that's down, not only do you see mm-hmm. people, you know, spending less money on promo products and so forth, this industry, you see some vying away from it, and that's not necessarily the right way to go. So I agree with the comment there. Most importantly, I think products need to be selected. You need to do a better job of selecting products that work harder. Mm-hmm. For example, there are great products, totally unique products out there. I don't necessarily want to talk about mine. I'm a supplier in the industry. But there are products that I've seen at just, you know, recent shows that are unique, not only unique, but they serve a true purpose, and it's the type of things people want to keep on the desk, and they want to take in their cars, and they want to utilize them. And I think, quite honestly, that's where, you know, the buyers today need to be focusing, not eliminating dollars, but actually looking at products that
strategic spend.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It shows that they're being smart, you know, the distributors being smart for their clients. It's just that the clients are spending their dollars smartly. I mean, I can chat about one product I have, and just to kind of make the point, it's an air purifier, you know, a little portable desk or a car air purifier that easily can have a name or an important message on it, that kind of product itself.
I mean, a fan, like, will blow away the hot wind here in the room, you know, from
no,
all of
so
us.
You can eliminate your neighbor's, you know, too much perfume.
We need that
or,
for Joe's office. Joe's
cuties. Got to stop wearing that perfume. I told you about
and
that.
Spice. Uh-huh.
You never can tell where, you know, clammy air and so forth is coming from, but whether it's your car or your home or whatever.
Hate that clammy air, Joe.
Well, thank you so much for yes. calling, Michael.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks very much.
Thank Michael. You. Michael.
Take care.
Don't forget to vote.
You know, he made a point there that it's up to the distributor to work with their clients
right.
and choose products smartly. So mm-hmm. it just can't be the startup that says,
again,
I want
it's
t-shirts.
A collaborative.
Yeah, that
yeah.
distributor needs to steer them towards products that make more sense. Mm-hmm.
So here's a question. Is anybody here suffering from occupational
yes.
burnout?
The answer is yes.
Before you even ask it.
All right, here are five signs. You cancel social activities because, air quotes, something came up at work.
No, all no the
way.
Time.
No way.
I have no life.
No.
You rarely take a vacation.
That's
no.
true.
No.
Although
not
you profess to love golf or gardening, etc., you rarely do those anymore?
No.
No.
Okay. When someone asks how you are, you respond by telling them about your newest product or
no
problem
way.
At
I never
work.
Talk about work.
Let me tell you.
No. We got a bunch no. of dedicated editors here, don't we?
We're going off the rails with the yeah. last one. Yeah. Here's yeah. one. Even when not at work, you constantly check your emails and cell
That's
phone
Michelle.
Calls.
That's
Michelle.
That's Michelle. Definitely. So Kathy answered no to those and still burn out.
Yeah, I'm burn out.
Yeah, how is
I'm
that?
I'm just a burnout.
So Joe, are there any remedies to that?
Not that I can think of.
I have
mean,
one.
I
go on maternity leave.
Get on Google and you know. Send out emails after you're yeah. loaded.
I always said this. If you don't enjoy what you're doing, there's no use doing it. I mean, the money shouldn't make as much difference as you're having fun when you come here. And every job's got its, you know, ups and downs, yeah, and its true. Aggravations and, you know, days where you're
Joe, you're never aggravated.
You're probably the nicest person in the editorial department.
That work-life balance is important. Yeah, and I think as well you see the next generation coming out of college or out of college for the past few years, very much focused on that. You know,
yeah,
I have
good for
some
them.
Incredible professionals in our department, and yet we try very
name
hard
one.
To...
name five.
You know
I was
going to
say marketing.
No. I could only name one that wasn't as professional, and I won't name that person because she's sitting here in the room, as my department all knows.
We don't talk in the third person
yes,
here.
Yes, that's right. Donnie doesn't like that, I know. But I think it is important.
So here are some ways, according to entrepreneur.com, to avoid occupational burnout. Set goals and priorities. Practice good time management. Delegate.
Delegate.
Joe, will you do my magazine this month?
Yeah.
Delegate's where I have a problem.
Yes.
Because what
do.
If you don't have anyone to delegate to?
Because you're a control freak, Joe.
Well, that's the other issue.
Is there anyone at this table not a control freak?
No,
I'm
we
a
all
total
are.
Control
we all
freak.
Are.
It's just
that's why we don't delegate.
Take on exciting new projects that drive the business forward.
Wow.
Like a radio
I think
show.
There we go.
I think our company very much does that. I don't want to, you know, be singing the Kool-Aid here, but. I do. I think that we're very much encouraged to be innovative and not just in technology, but in the kinds of products and ideas and the way we cross-purpose material. Sure. I think it's that's an exciting environment to work in.
Right? I mean, look at the past couple of years. ESP Online, ASI TV, ASI Radio. I mean, those are all new different
the Joe
things.
Show.
Joe Show.
I said ASI TV.
All the remarkable marketing material that comes out of that small department.
The number that matters.
That's right. The number that matters. Absolutely.
So, did anyone hear that Mr. Blackwell passed away?
Yes. God rest his soul.
He was the torchbearer for the list of best and worst dress that sent fear into the hearts of many sartorially challenged celebs. So, Nicole, being our fashionista, what do you think about that?
I'm very sad, actually. Did you know that
he's still dead or what?
No. Well, he was born Richard Sylvan Seltzer in 1922.
Dick
Blackwell. He's survived by his partner of more than 60 years. He's survived by his partner of more than 60 years.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. And he also critiqued men such as Dennis Rodman for, you know, their sort of flamboyant feminine fashions, but I want to play a game with you guys.
Okay.
I'm going to read you a couple of his little quips and give you a couple choices. Tell me if you can figure out who these are. She looks like a masculine bride of Frankenstein.
Madonna.
No. I'll give you two other choices. Sharon Stone, Barbra Streisand. Yeah. This is an easy one. Her bra-topped collection of Madonna rejects are pure fashion overkill.
Britney Spears.
Yeah. Okay, then these are easier than I thought. All right, which one of these? Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie, or Heidi Montag? Grab the blinders. Here comes X. From cyber disgrace to red carpet chill, she's the vapid Venus of Beverly Hills.
Paris.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Because, you know, she had that tape. Cyber.
That tape.
That gave it away.
That tape.
That's what you're doing at home, right? Watching those tapes. Excellent, Kath. Good. We like that, you know, professional sort of standard you got set for yourself.
Here's one more. This is pretty easy. Forget the fashion spice. Wearing a skirt would suffice. In one skinny mini monstrosity after another, pouty posh can really wreck 'em.
Posh Spice.
Wreck 'em.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's Mr. Blackwell.
Is someone going to take his place?
Rest in peace.
I don't know.
Can anyone really?
What, Joan Rivers?
Fill that
I mean,
void.
Tom. Joan fill Rivers?
That void of Tom
a,
Gunn?
Know, crotchety old man.
He would be good.
Like
yeah.
Dress.
That's you, Joe.
I think that whole group.
Very good, Steve.
Steve was waiting to use that the whole show.
We have a call. Another caller on line three. We have Glenn Colton, who would like to talk about pharma or civil. Hello, Glenn.
Hi.
Oh. Hi, Glenn.
Hello.
Hey
there. Hello. Glenn's wired.
Glenn, can you see me?
As a matter of fact, I want to send some props to your cameraman for finally swinging that thing to the left. It's
thanks
like
for
we
swinging
knew you
your
were
thing,
there.
Frank.
And Michelle,
swing that thing, baby.
Even hi. From behind, Michelle, you are a thing of rare beauty.
Oh, God. She's rare, all right.
There goes the
career. The lights are very bright in here. Yes. Take my word. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Especially from behind.
There's some drinking going on this morning. Mm-hmm. Okay, Glenn, what's new with you?
I would like to comment to your earlier remarks about the pharma and their most recent set of guidelines, I guess, voluntary guidelines. One of my clients is, in fact, in the world of pharmaceutical. I won't name them, but the product that they make and that they're looking to market is a premixed, hang in there, everybody, it's a premixed enema.
Oh.
Yeah. And,
very useful.
Yeah, well, it's for folks who suffer from ulcerative colitis. It's the alternative would be some kind of an oral medication, which takes a long time to work. This is, you know, a lot quicker, but the problem is...
Blasting out.
Right. Cue up the toilet flush.
You have filthy minds, I know it, but the folks who actually work there at the company have heard every rectal joke there is to hear.
Okay. We're not going to have to hear them.
No, we're not. No, no. I'm going for my first colonoscopy next week, so I don't want to hear any of that.
There you go.
So, and don't send me the product.
So what they've said is, in spite of all the guidelines and everything else, like you said, it's voluntary. There is no pharma police going out there and arresting you for saying, oh, well, you know, we don't know if that particular item of promotional thing was educational enough. Mm-hmm. So we're working on jigsaw puzzles, you know.
Don't you think, though, it's kind of everybody's in a state of panic right now that they don't know where the lines are?
After you take the enema, you'll be in a state of panic. If there's not a bathroom nearby.
My feeling
well, you
was,
wouldn't take enema then.
Yeah, before the enema is when you're in a state of panic. After the enema, you're a lot mellower. My thinking there is you're absolutely right. First, they said, all right, it's got to be, you know, it's got to cleave to these very, very defined guidelines, which are ill-defined, and then we have nobody who you could even telephone and say, hi, could you look this over and tell me if it's mm-hmm. appropriate? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So once again, it's rules and regulations, but with no real idea of what's going on. It comes back to the individual company and to their distributor and to the distributor supplier to help them figure it out.
So, Glenn, as a distributor, what types of products are you now pitching to pharmaceutical companies?
I like notepads that are also, you know, lined notepads, the 8.5 by 11, that are also decorated with your logo, maybe with a calendar printed down the side. Everyone needs a scratch pad all the time, or the wire-bound scratch pads. I just love them.
Do you find you have to work within the constraints of a medical institution? You know, somebody like a Columbia Presbyterian, which is far-reaching and has many, many people that would, you know, use promotional products, and yet they have a set of very strict guidelines as to what's acceptable and not acceptable, right, as do most hospital boards now.
I basically work with either the drug company themselves or with their ad agency.
Mm-hmm.
So it's they who have to ultimately deal with the arbiters of what's educational, what isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for calling in, Glenn. Nice to hear your voice.
Thanks, Glenn.
Yeah,
thanks,
nice
Glenn.
To see all of you. Carry on.
Thank you. Okay, well, lastly, going out on a high note, no pun intended, the group Normal, which is the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, recently gave away free pot pipes at the University of Colorado to attract more people to join their club. And they got 300 people to their first meeting. And they also offered snacks, no surprise.
Yeah, all the munchies you can
snacks. Eat. That's a snack. That's what it's called, munchies.
Was it for medicinal purposes or?
I think
snacks?
It was. And, you know, it's interesting because the college let them do it, supporting their First Amendment rights to do
so.
Legal. They didn't, you know, they didn't condone so much the pot smoking, but their right to hold that kind of meeting.
Well, I don't think we'll be giving them out at the Power Summit.
Well, some states, you know, that type of paraphernalia is illegal to sell.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just interesting that, you know, they used a promotional product to do it and got 300 people to attend the meeting.
They knew their audience.
They did know their audience. Well, we are out of time for today. So thanks too much today for today's sponsor, I Promote You, and to Suzanne and Nicole for joining us as our special guests.
The news you can use.
Tune in next week to learn about which brands cheer people up in a down economy and to learn the winner of the contest to have your mortgage paid for a month. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.